Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
What is the true mark of a person? His age, his worth, his ideas, or his accomplishments? To the Eastern mind, a person is often measured by the length of his beard or the white of his hair. Thus, wisdom in the Orient is synonymous with age. But to the business person, worth is often considered to be the true mark of an individual. We say, this person is worth a cool $5 million, meaning he's worth a lot of money. How the person made the money is not important. It may have been through manipulation or dishonesty and deceitful business practices. Yet, when we stop and think about life, we have to conclude that worth is not necessarily the true mark of a person. The philosopher would suggest that an individual's ideas are his true mark. And who can underestimate the power of an idea? Victor Hugo, the French philosopher, recognized the great power of thought when he said, "Nothing in all the world is as powerful as an idea whose time has come." Notice how the ideas of Karl Marx and then Lenin changed the course of history. But would you say that a person's ideas are his true mark? The pragmatist would say, "Away with ideas, away with the dreamer and the visionary." He would say, "Show me what a person has done, and I will show you his true mark." The pragmatist is interested only in accomplishment. What has a person done? Now, would you say that accomplishment is the true mark of an individual? How do you suppose God looks at a person? What measurement does he use in determining true value, true greatness? I think we would all agree that in these days of greed, pressure, and exploitation, surely God views life from a different perspective. So what does he use as the true measure of an individual? Some time ago, when Richard Nixon was then president of the U.S., he stood over the bier of Dwight David Eisenhower in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington, and he spoke these words. "We find ourselves today thinking first not of his deeds, but of his character. It was the character of the man, not what he did, but what he was." Now, I don't think that Richard Nixon was trying to be theological, yet he stressed a great biblical truth. In the sight of God, the true mark of a person is his character, his being, not his accomplishments, not his ideas, and certainly not his net worth. Listen to these words. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he doth meditate day and night." God's perspective is different from ours. We are often caught in the trap of materialism and pragmatism. We put the emphasis on doing. God puts it on being. We put the emphasis on accomplishment. God puts it on character. Here's something to consider. What you are is far more important than what you will ever do, whether you are president of the world's largest bank or push a broom sweeping the streets in the smallest city. In God's sight, being is more important than doing. So stop and view life in a different perspective. What would you say is the true measure of a person? Accomplishment or character? God is still looking for men and women of character who will stand and be counted. And when you become one of them, you stand in the company of great men standing on God's side.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.